final of The Apprentice tonight. Big night on telly. Our girl Leah up against Louisa. The 24-year-old doctor from Derry/Londonderry wants the £250,000 investment to open non-surgical cosmetic clinics to banish all of our wrinkles. Let's have a listen to Leah in action.
Talking of making the room look pretty, and Leah comes in.
That thing in the background doesn't fit the rest of the decor. Put that on the other table. With me, does that not look better?
Just imagine that was a cup of tea.
We don't need to discuss any further, that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Leah's definitely on a rampage now, trying to make sure things get done.
Do we have a stethoscope, literally, that I can put my hand on this minute?
I can get one now.
Can you get one this very minute?
She doesn't seem to have kind of much confidence in the people around her trying to do their job, and she's trying to do it all her own way. Leah is definitely feeling the pressure at the moment.
Just needs to calm down. We'll sort it out.
She's a bit stressed. Sit right back, don't hunch. Relax, look happy. You need a bit of variation.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have time to discuss it anymore. Just start, ready? Mm. Can we clear shot?
My name is Dr. Leah Totten. Thank you for coming to see me today.
Well, her rival is Louisa. She's after the £250,000 to launch a range of baking supplies. Here's who our Leah is up against.
When people look at me, they see a young girl with, you know, nails, hair extensions, fake boobs, and just assume that I'm kind of this stupid little Barbie that just floats along in life. Someone's getting in my way, I will move them out my way, whether it's politely or a little bit aggressively. I normally get on with most people, but if someone doesn't like me, do one.
Mike Ward's with us this morning, TV critic. Morning to you, Mike.
She oozes likeability, doesn't she?
Oh! Wow. Where does the arrogance come from?
I know. Well, the Apprentice is brilliant because right from the start, you know, it gets them to big themselves up, doesn't it? In those opening clips in the very first episode, and you initially hate them all. It's impossible not to because they bring out the worst qualities, and then gradually over the course of the weeks, we slightly sort of warm to particular personalities as we see there's more to them. But Louisa's, you know, I think is one of those people who I can't say I've warmed to at all.
I'm going to watch the final tonight, but I'm doing this kind of. I can't think of the phrase except one I can't say. The wrong way round is the non-BBC way of saying it, or the BBC way of saying it. I haven't seen a programme this series.
Haven't you?
No.
If you can catch one show, see if you can catch last week's interviews episode, the penultimate episode of the series. I know they do it every year, and I know it's a bit daft that they would interview these people right at the end rather than filtering out the worst ones at the very start. But it's sort of jaw-dropping TV, even by the standards of that particular stage of the process in previous years.
What about our Leah? What has she got going for her?
Well, she's got going for her the fact that she, first and foremost, she's been a bit of a dark horse. She hasn't been the one to sort of push herself forward and to sort of become, you know, full of her own self-importance, which is one of the qualities or lack of qualities which becomes so apparent with most of these people. She's just got on with it. She hasn't been particularly sort of warm and cuddly, but she hasn't done that Louisa thing of thinking, you know, almost taking pride in being, you know, aggressive or being manipulative. You sense there's some substance there in her her business plan. The whole sort of cosmetic treatment is sort of something that I know Lord Sugar was sort of hesitant about in the previous round. But the fact that he's allowed her through to the final suggests that he's got his head round that now, and he's obviously okay with it. So, you know, that bodes well.
Is it not? Is it not that Sugar's afraid of the whole cosmetic industry and how that could burn him?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, he genuinely looked, and he admitted this in the previous programme, that, you know, it was an area that he wasn't familiar with. He had his doubts from an ethical point of view. But Leah put up a very strong argument, as obviously she'd have to at that stage, that, you know, it wasn't just about, you know, taking people's money and giving them whatever treatment they wanted. She felt very strongly about, you know, that she would, if she felt it was appropriate, turn people away from treatment, and that she would only do, you know, go through the whole process in a way that she considered ethically acceptable. So, in other words, she won that particular argument. I don't know the ins and outs of business plan because none of us do, but, yeah, you know, certainly on the face of it, she's helped him get through that sort of worry
All
at
right.
this stage.
Maggie Boy, thank you very much indeed. We look forward to watching this programme tonight, 9 o'clock, BBC One, The Apprentice, and let's hope our Leah does the business.